There is a process to clean the air that we're going to hear about. Not just any air, we're talking about air in the hog barn. To tell us about this technology, Matt Baumgartner of EPI Air, which stands for what, Matt?
Electrostatic particle ionization.
And it's an interesting process. Tell us how it works.
Well, it uses ionization to clean the airspace inside of the barn, and it's modeled after technology that's been used in coal-fired power smokestacks for years. So it's modeled after that known entity, and what we've done and twisted it and stretched it out enough and made it easy enough to use inside of the livestock room, where we lower the system down close to the pen space, turn on the EPI air system, and clean the air right in the breathing zone of the animal. And the whole idea behind this is, if we can clean up the air that the animal breathes, and we do, then it ought to have an impact on its health or its growth, and it does. So a number of years ago, we went out to with Murphy Brown to Utah at the Circle 4 farms and did a year-long study with 44,000 animals in that study, and showed a 26% reduction in mortalities and a 12% increase in average daily gain because of EPI air. And they went ahead and put it in every single nursery that they have on that farm, which is about 77,000 sows. And 600,000 animals later, they took stock of where they were, and they had a 12% increase in average daily gain and an amazing 57% reduction in mortalities because of clean air on the farm. And now we finally have wean to finish data from northern Iowa, and we're seeing much similar results. We have better feed conversion by 15% or 11% or 4%, depending on which study you want to look at. Better average daily gain in finishing pigs by 13% or by 7.8%, depending on which study you want to look at. And reduction in mortalities of 50%, 10%, and 58%, depending on which study you want to look at. And what that says is clean air improves production of animals.
On one of your charts here, and you were referring to it, you didn't mention some of those pigs were PERS challenged pigs.
Yeah, there is a quad barn that was double stocked during the nursery phase, and they had PERS coming in. When the finishing phase started, they split off half of the barn and moved it to another quad barn just down the road. And as a result of that, when you looked at the differences in production between the clean air barn and the dirty air barn, the clean air barn had 15.6% better feed conversion, 13.6% higher average daily gain, and 50% fewer mortalities. And it makes sense when you're talking about a respiratory disease in an animal, and then you ask yourself, where are those pigs going to do better, in a clean air environment or in a dirty air environment? Well, the clean air environment is what you would say, and that's what happened. We saw much better production coming from that clean air environment.
What's the process then if I want to put this in my barn?
You give us a call, get dimensions on your barn and the height from the floor to the ceiling. We work up a quote and then come down and install it in your room for you. And we would take care of it, make it turnkey, so you really don't have to worry about a thing. We show you how to use it basically in the morning. You shut the system off, you raise it up out of your waist so you can do chores. When you're done with chores, you lower it back down, turn it back on, and go home. That's all you have to do. So a very simple product to use.
Well, not only is the air cleaner, what about the odor?
Odor is shown to be reduced by 18%, and odor is a difficult thing to measure, and so it remains elusive. But we do know we get 58% less hydrogen sulfide in the room and 55% less ammonia. And any VOC can be acted upon by the ionization process that we have. So on a whole, we make the air quality much better inside the room, and that includes odor.
So EPI Air, you're in Olivia. You have a website?
Yeah, epiair.com, EPIAIR.com.